शांति, एक्सपीरियंसिंग बॉडीलेस स्टेज. बाप दादा has said that be bodiless, be voiceless, and be egoless. This is the essence of all knowledge. When Brahma Bhava was karmatit, in those days, Baba has said this. If we really, really would like to maintain very good stage of yoga, very good stage of purity, very good stage of an angel, we need to experience bodiless stage. We have come to Baba for building a building of our own character. Of 21 floors of 21 baths. And the foundation of the building of our own character is a soul conscious stage. The foundation of soul conscious stage must be very strong, must be very deep, and must be concrete. But when we start working on this aspect, Maya always creates doubt in our mind. Any sort of doubt. She put the bomb of doubt in that foundation. And when the bomb of doubt blasts, whole building collapse in a second. Maya's task is to create doubt and Baba's task is to create faith. Doubt means out. That is why we really need to work sincerely on this aspect. When Brahma Baba had the vision of soul conscious stage, after that Baba used to write thousands and thousand times on a paper, I am a soul, I am a soul. He used to write on the wall, I am a soul, I am a soul. By this way, he worked very hard. And he maintained very good stage, deep stage, strong stage of soul consciousness. And that is why he won the first number. This is the secret of winning the first number. But when we become little old, quite old in this knowledge, 3, 4 years, 4, 5 years, subtle ego is rising in our mind. Oh, I am quite old. I don't need to work on this aspect. This is first lesson. This is for newcomers. This is not for me. And that is why we are not really paying attention on this aspect. And that is why we are struggling on this path. We would like to maintain unshakable stage, powerful stage of yoga, but we are not really able to get success in that. First of all, I really would like to sincere on this first lesson. Lesson of bodiless stage. Because there is a connection of bodiless stage, voiceless stage and egoless stage. As much we are maintaining bodiless stage, that much we are becoming voiceless. And as much we are becoming voiceless, that much we are becoming egoless. Soul consciousness is a seed. Body consciousness is also one seed. From the seed of body consciousness, we are getting the tree of life, and on that tree we are getting the fruits of vices. And from the seed of soul consciousness, the tree of life is coming out, and on that tree we are getting the fruits of virtues. That is why we must burn this seed of body consciousness in a fire of yoga. And we must maintain very good state of soul consciousness. What is the method of experiencing bodiless stage? If you really would like to experience bodiless stage, you need to understand, first of all, which is the eye of a soul. Because with these physical eyes only we can visualize physical body in a mirror. And if you would like to visualize yourself as a soul, you can visualize with the help of the eye of a soul only. Which is the eye of a soul? Which is the visualization power of a soul? Divine eye. If I would ask you two questions, where do you live here in this complex? All of the sudden you start visualizing the room, place, or bed. Yes? And if I ask you second question, how is really that place? How many cots are there? How many beds are there? What things are there in that room? You start thinking and you start explaining that things. The visualization power is the eye of intellect and the thinking power is the mind. There is a subtle difference in these two powers. The eye of a soul is the intellect and thinking power is the mind. Many souls, they are having confusion in these things. You must feel the difference in these two subtle powers. You must analyze this power. This is my intellect, this is my mind. Then only you can use these two powers. For experiencing bodiless stage, for maintaining connection with Baba. Now, what is the method of experiencing bodiless stage? Sit in solitude and focus the eye of intellect in the center of your forehead. Who am I? I am this tiny and shining point of divine light. This is my true existence in this world. Body is just instrument. Body is just vehicle. But I am a very tiny and shining point of divine light. Visualize very clearly and deeply. What type of the light am I? I am a peaceful light. Spreading the waves of peace. Experience peaceful stage. There are two factors in this stage. Percentage of visualization must increase gradually and gradually. And secondly, the time of being in that stage should increase gradually and gradually. Then only you can become the master of this bodiless stage. You can experience that bodiless stage whenever you want, wherever you want, in a second. And soul has seven original qualities. The divine virtues is a decoration of the soul. But original qualities are seven qualities. Peace, purity, power, love, bliss, happiness, and knowledge. These are the original seven qualities of a soul. Experience one after another. as long as you can. By the result of that, your aura would become larger and larger. Aura would be larger and larger. In Russia, there is one camera. That camera is working on the basis of Kirlin therapy. That camera is taking photo of aura only. What sort of aura this will have? What sort of aura that will have? If you are practicing this bodiless state since 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, how do you know that you are progressing or not? If you would like to know that, there are 5 steps of this stage, bodiless stage. First stage, awareness of the soul. Soul conscious stage, awareness. Sometimes we may have awareness, sometimes we may not have awareness. First stage, awareness of soul consciousness. Practice that more and more. Second step, state of soul consciousness. You are getting the ability to be in soul conscious states. That is called state of soul consciousness. If you are working on that, then third stage, vision of soul consciousness. You can visualize very clearly others also as a point of light. That is called vision of soul consciousness. If you are working on that, the next step is attitude of soul consciousness. Having the habit of being in soul consciousness and seeing others also as a soul, that is called attitude of soul conscious stage. Then fifth one is action in soul consciousness. While performing action also, you can maintain soul conscious stage. And last, samskaras of soul consciousness. We are carrying that samskaras with us while returning home, and on that basis, we can maintain soul conscious stage and soul conscious vision for 20 birth. In golden age and silver age, easily we can maintain soul conscious stage and soul conscious vision. Now we should check. What sort of the stage of soul consciousness I am having? Because Baba often repeated these things in Murali. Oh, my sweet children, consider yourself as a soul. Consider yourself as a soul. Remember me. Since 80 years, Baba, often repeating these things. Sometimes we feel bored also. Why Baba is repeating this same time aspect frequently in Murli? Soul, 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 soul. All the time soul. Why? He is the supreme teacher. He have good wishes for us. Until we will not become the embodiment of soul conscious state, Baba will keep on repeating and repeating and repeating that same thing. Baba will not stop repeating. Because that is the most important aspect in our Brahmin life. With whom we have tremendous love. Yes? What is the answer? Baba? No. With this body. We have tremendous attachment, love with this body. Because 24 hours, this body is always being with me, with us. No one is living with you 24 hours. That is why we have lots of attachment with this body. Our final paper is getting detached in a second from this body and getting attached with Baba in same second. This is our final paper. If you really would like to pass this final paper with good marks, we really need to practice this for a long period of time. Soul conscious stage. Every day, morning, do one experiment. Every day at Amrut Vela. The moment you open your eyes, experience like that, Shiva Baba just descends in Brahma Baba's body and standing in front of you. Incorporeal Father is putting tilak of soul consciousness on your forehead and giving blessings. Oh my sweet child, be soul conscious all the day long. I am a very lovely child. Baba put another tilak of victory on my forehead. Oh my child, be victorious all the day long, giving me blessing also. I am really very lovely child. Bab Dada is wearing me wonderful crown of purity. And he is giving me blessing. Oh my child, maintain very good stage of purity all the day long. and have the awareness of the double tilak and the crown of purity throughout the day. You can easily maintain soul conscious state. We are practicing soul conscious stage, bodiless stage, but sometimes we feel bored. Why? Point of light. How long I can maintain this stage up? Yes or no? We feel bored sometimes? Huh? Yes or no? Why? Our dadis, our seniors, they never said like this. They are enjoying soul conscious stage. We are doing one mistake, small mistake. Self, who am I? I am a soul. Respect, how am I? I am a very special soul. If self and respect, these two things would be together, then you will never feel bored. That is why Baba used to say in Murli, maintain self-respect all the time. Keep on sitting on the throne of self-respect. We are a soul, but we are very special soul selected by God. Out of millions and millions, God select us. We are not an ordinary soul like others. We are a hero actor in this unlimited drama. Not ordinary actor, but hero actor. The actor of that limited drama film called Star. Oh, this is a star. But that selection of that star is by ordinary human being. But Baba, Supreme Being, select me. God, He Himself select me. I am not only a star, but I am a superstar. Baba is a supreme star. And I am a superstar, hero, actor. I have direct connection with the director of this unlimited drama. We must maintain that self-respect all the time. Baba is showering this garden, beautiful garden, every day with the shower of yoga and with the shower of knowledge. Every day, the gardener is showering this garden. And he has a wish, simple wish. I really would like to see the flower of this garden as a blossoming flower. The flower, the living flower of this garden must be blossoming flower. He wants to see us, our face, full with happiness, full with joy, and full with intoxication. Face is a mirror of our mind. If our mind is happy, our face would be happy. And always three thieves wants to steal our happiness. They are always knocking the door of our mind. Fear, worry, and burden. These are the three thieves. They want to steal our happiness. Any sort of fear, any sort of burden, and any sort of worry. If you are overcoming these three things, you can maintain ever happiness and your face would be full with intoxication and happiness, like a blossoming flower. Maintaining self-respect is a very important aspect in Brahmin life. Very, very important. Without that, you cannot progress in Brahmin life. Frankly speaking. When we are listening Murli in Baba's center, we become very happy. We experience very good intoxication. But the moment we are going outside of the center, pace is becoming very ordinary. Why? We would like to maintain very good self-respect, but we are not really able to maintain that. Why? What would be the reason? Yes. We are working hard for that. But when we are looking at others, oh, how wealthy he is, how beautiful she is, how happy he is. When we are looking at others and we are not forgetting to look at other ourself, our face is becoming ordinary. What is the reason of not maintaining good self-respect throughout the day? We want to maintain, but sometimes we are not really able to maintain that. We want to know the reason. The reason is that we were the king and king of king in golden age. We play our role, prominent role in golden age, silver age. But the moment we enter in a copper age, Maya kidnap us and put in the jail for 2,500 years. How many years? For 2,500 years in a jail as a slave. And that is why there is a deeply rooted samskaras of inferiority complex, which is not allowing us to maintain very good self-respect throughout the day. This is the reason. That is why we must not look towards this area, copper age and iron age, but we must look at this area, towards this area, golden age and silver age. We play our role prominent in golden age and silver age. Then easily you can maintain very good self-respect. then easily you can maintain bodiless state throughout the day. While performing action also we must maintain this state. But we are not really able to maintain while performing action. Why? Sometimes we may have the awareness of our role. Role consciousness and soul consciousness. These are the two aspects. When we are having the role consciousness, then we are not having soul consciousness. I am the in charge, I am the manager, I am this and I am that. This is the awareness of the role. That is why we must not have the role consciousness. We must maintain soul conscious state. Because as much we are really able to maintain this soul conscious stage, automatically we can remember Baba also. When we are having awareness of the body, our intellect is wandering here in this bodily world, bodily things and bodily being. And the moment we start experiencing soul conscious stage, the tract is changing. We start thinking about the soul worlds, father of the soul, qualities of the soul. And because of not maintaining deep and powerful stage of bodiless stage, we are not really able to maintain very good stage of purity and very good stage of yoga. We are struggling. If we would like to maintain very good powerful stage of yoga, we need to experience deep and powerful stage of soul consciousness. Deep and powerful. Deep means we must be lost in the self. We must not have awareness of this body. Deep soul conscious state and powerful soul consciousness. I am not only a soul, but I am Master Almighty Soul. I am Master Son of Knowledge. I am a powerful soul. If you maintain that type of the powerful soul conscious state, then only you can experience powerful stage of yoga. Because there are still some stresses of vices in the soul. We must be free from the stresses of vices. Because that stresses of vices are creating problem in our efforts. For getting free from the traces of vices, we need to have powerful meditation, powerful yoga. And as much we are becoming wiseless, we become egoless. That is our perfection. Completely egoless, that is our perfect stage. Why Baba used this word egoless? In five vices, the fifth vice is ego. When we become wiseless, free from the ego, after that Baba also used this word, become the egoless. Why Baba used this word? Understand my question? After coming to Baba, we attain lots of blessings from Baba. Blessing of yoga, blessing of chanting, blessing of unlimited service, tireless server. And sometimes we may have the ego of these attainments. I am a very good speaker. I am a very good yogi. Free from this ego, that is called egoless. Because when I came to Baba, my apron was empty. Whatever I attain in this Brahmin life, that is Baba's property. That is not my own property. I must not have ego of these attainments. Experiencing free from this ego, that is called egoless stage. I asked these questions to Prakash Mani Dadi. And she answered, she gave the answer this. Free from all the attainments, ego of attainments, that is called egoless. And as much we are becoming egoless, that much we are becoming humble. Humility would be very natural in our life. Look at Baba. Baba is highest on high. He's a supreme. But at the end of Murli, Baba used to say, Yat Pya Namaste. Literally, Baba is bowing in front of the children. Yat Pya Namaste. Baba is saluting the children. Why? Look at me, learn from me, how great am I, how high am I, and how humble am I. Learn from me. This is the sign of great soul. Having always humility in our action, in our behavior. Baba has said that you are unknown warrior. No one knows that you are a warrior. Yes? You are unknown warrior. You are always in the battlefield. And always Maya is fighting, boxing with you. Yes? And you must experience victorious stage all the day long while being in the enemy's world. If you really would like to maintain victorious stage, you must understand the secret of that boxing also. How Maya start boxing and how Maya defame you. How boxing starts? When we are considering ourselves as a body, as a box, instead of dual soul in that box, Maya start fighting, boxing, fight. We are falling on the ground and she is standing, sending five voices, come on, beat him properly. He was my customer for 2,500, but he is not coming in on my shop. He is going to somewhere else. Brahma Kumari's shop. Beat him properly. The five voices are beating very badly, very badly. We become unconscious. We are losing the consciousness that I am a soul. We become unconscious. And Baba is observing from Paramdham, oh look at my child, how my child become unconscious. Then Baba descends on the mountains of Mount Abu and sending the Murli life giving herb to the Vietnam. And sending that life giving herb to the Vietnam and telling, oh, Dr. Thrush, please give this life-giving herb to the child. He can smell, he can listen, and he can experience his awareness. It can come in consciousness. That he is not a body, but he is a soul. But when we are listening Murli, using the life-giving herb, Murli, then we are experiencing true consciousness that I am a soul. You are not a soul only, you are a powerful soul, Son of Supreme Soul. Then when we start experiencing this, then we start maintaining such type of the powerful soul. I am a victorious soul. Because this is a spiritual army. The first law of this spiritual army is, attention please. Pay attention on yourself, who you are. You are not a body, but you are a soul. If you follow this first law, attention please, then Maya will never attack on you. You can experience victorious stage all the day long. And there would be intoxication of victory on your face. Happiness. Victorious soul means always having the intoxication of victory on the face. When Maya defames us, we are losing that happiness, intoxication. That is why throughout the day, practice different type of the drills. For example, I, the soul, is a showpiece in this bodily showcase. I am spreading pure, peaceful vibration. Second drill, I am a driver of this vehicle. Body is a car. I, the soul, is a driver sitting near the glasses and driving this car with the steering of my brain. Next reel, body is like a temple. I, the soul, is a burning lamp in this bodily temple. Next reel, body is like a candle, and I, the soul, is a light flame on this candle, bodily candle. Next reel, body is like a cave. I, the soul, tapasvi, yogi, is sitting in this bodily cave and practicing meditation, tapasya. Next reel, body is like a house. I, the soul, point of light, is the owner of this house and sitting near the windows of the eyes. Practice any drill, but maintain very good stage of soul consciousness. As Shubhava is always having the awareness that I am a supreme soul. Bhava is entering in Dadi's body, Baba's body as a medium and delivering the Murli, but he is always having the awareness that I am an incorporeal soul, I am a supreme soul. In the same way, we must have awareness that I am a powerful soul. I am the instrument of God. We must maintain that soul conscious stage throughout the day. And we must keep on sitting on the throne of self-respect. What is the method of maintaining self-respect? Select 2-3 points of self-respect which really you like, which really gives you joy and happiness. 2-3 points of self-respect. I am a world transformer soul. I am a world benefactor soul. I am a victorious soul. Any point of self-respect. Churn deeply on that point. And then make that point as a part of your life. The method of maintaining self-respect, I, the soul, is a world benefactor soul. This is a throne. World benefactor is a throne of self-respect. I, the soul, is a world, master world benefactor soul. The moment you are sitting on this throne, your thinking is changing, your words are changing, your actions are changing, your habits are changing. And the moment you are losing this throne, you can experience yourself as an ordinary soul. That is why Baba has said that keep on sitting on this seat of self-respect, throne of self-respect, all the time. Never lose this self-respect throne. There would be lots of opposition of Maya, but never lose this throne. What is the secret of maintaining unshakable stage of yoga in Brahmin life? The secret of maintaining unshakable stage is experiencing authority on bodiless stage and experiencing authority on self-respect. This is the secret of maintaining unshakable stage of yoga. If you are experiencing authority on these two aspects, easily you can maintain very good stage of yoga. But the moment you are losing this, you are losing your stage. That is why I try to maintain these stages. Maintain very good self-respect throughout the day and maintain very good stage, soul conscious stage throughout the day. And practice, I, the soul, is visualizing through the eyes to this soul. I, the soul, is performing action through my hands. I, the soul, is walking through my feet. Practice this stage.
Atumbai, now the brother has turned off the traffic control song, so will it be okay for traffic control if you could please continue and do some experiments with
after,
us?
After,
This as traffic control without the song. Can you take us into this experiment for traffic control?
No traffic control?
This is traffic control.
Achha.
This is your traffic control.
Okay.
Is that okay? And you can take us, because they're so beautiful what you're sharing.
Now, can you stand up, please? And stand in front of the one person. Two, together. The soul whole point of light is visualizing very clearly the soul standing in front of me. I am point of light and this soul is also point of light. We both the souls are the children of one and same Father. As Shiv Baba's vision is incorporeal vision and pure vision, in the same way my vision become incorporeal vision, divine vision. I, the soul, is sharing good wishes and pure feelings with my brother soul. How beautiful experience is this? We both the souls are giving drishti to each other. Instead of seeing ordinary form body, I am visualizing very clearly divine form. That is a point of light and point of life. My power of divinity is increasing and increasing. Baba is observing this wonderful gathering of living stars in this hall from Paramdham. Baba is observing this beautiful gathering of living stars and showering this gathering with the shower of flowers. Golden flowers. Baba is showering this beautiful gathering with the shower of blessings. Now turn gently left side or right side and change the person. Another person. My vision is really, my vision become incorporeal vision, completely incorporeal vision. I, the soul, is using this bodily instrument. Oh, I, the soul, is a king. Is sitting on the throne of self-respect and experiencing self-sovereignty stage. I, the soul, is a king of the self. Experiencing ruling power and controlling power over my sense organs. Oh, the person standing in front of me is also king of the self. We both, the kings, are giving wonderful drishti to each other. My record of giving regard is so good. It's very good. I, the soul king, is receiving direct sakas from Son of Knowledge, Shiva Baba, straight from Paramdham. I am receiving light and might from Son of Knowledge, Shiva Baba, straight from Paramdham over me. And the light and might is flowing through my eyes towards the king, the one who is standing in front of me. How beautiful experience is this? Being in self-respect and giving self-respect to my sweet brother soul. I have the intoxication of my self-sovereignty stage on my face. Visualizing very clearly my true form, my original form, my real form, my incorporeal form, that is a point of divine light, very clearly, and the form of the person, the one who is standing in front of me, very clearly. As there is a gathering of stars in the sky, this is the gathering of living stars in this hall. Emperor of angels, sweet Brahma Baba, is standing in front of me. And Bab Dada is giving me wonderful drishti. I am receiving light and might through Baba Drishti. I, the angel, is receiving the drishti from the emperor of angels, sweetest Baba. I, the soul, is experiencing my bodiless state, voiceless state, and egoless state very clearly. How beautiful experience is this? Okay, please sit down on your seat. I am experiencing myself in subtle region. I, the soul, point of light, adopt the dress of an angel. The emperor of angels, sweet Brahma Baba, is in front of me. My dearest dad, sweetest Shubaba, is visible in his forehead. Bab Dada gives me wonderful drishti. The angel is enjoying Baba's wonderful drishti, powerful drishti. Now I, the soul, is leaving the dress of an angel and flying upwards. Towards the soul world. Flying and flying towards the soul world. Oh, I arrived at the soul world. How beautiful is this world? It is a world of infinite golden ray divine light. It is a world of silence. Oh, incredibly beautiful form of Shiv Baba is in front of me. I, the sole point of light, is visualizing Baba's beautiful form with my third eye, divine eye. Baba becomes the light of my eyes. In the world of my heart, there is my sweetest father, Shiv Baba. Son of knowledge, is unlimited source of spiritual energy. I am receiving the shower of powerful rays from Son of knowledge constantly over me. I am enjoying a beautiful spiritual sunbath. I, the soul, is receiving tremendous powers from the source, Baba. And in the fire of yoga, my sins are burning away within no time. I feel very light and happy. Truly, I am enjoying Baba's company. He is my best companion. I feel comfort in his company. Truly, these are the diamond moments of my life. That I, the soul, is experiencing myself directly in the company of Supreme Soul, in the company of God. I am so fortunate, soul. I, the soul, filled with powers, is returning from soul world via subtle region towards the corporeal world and entering again in this corporeal body. Sitting in the center of my forehead, I am Master Almighty Soul, radiating the living waves of powers. all around me in this atmosphere. And charging this atmosphere the soul is living diamond, flawless living diamond. The light of eight powers is radiating from me. Existence in this world is just a tiny and shining point of divine light. The soul is a superstar, hero actor in this unlimited drama. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti Bhai, thank you for a beautiful class. My question is, the Lokic world teaches us that arrogance is very much connected with confidence and strength and self-respect. So humility, in the Lokic world, we naturally connect with being ordinary. So in my life, I have strived to be ordinary. So overcoming this, even having Baba's Gyan so long, I still feel, who are you to think you're so like this? So I pull myself down, and I know Baba doesn't want me to. So any method for correcting this mistake?
I cannot maintain self-respect very good while performing action, you mean this?
I cannot think of, when I think of myself as great, I think of myself as better. Yeah. And I don't want to be better than anybody else. But Baba says that maybe it's not so much better than others, it's just elevated. You are what you are.
But that is not ego, that is fact. We are a great soul. We must have the intoxication of greatness on our face. Mm-hmm. That is not ego. How we are sometimes mixing ego and higher intoxication. Sometimes we are mixing these two things. This is Maya's side and this is Baba's side, positive side. We are the king of kings. We must have very good intoxication on our face. Okay? This is a pure intoxication. But experiencing sometimes ego of anything, possession or ego of position or anything, this is negative side. We must not have this ego. But we must have pure intoxication, higher intoxication.
With humility.
Yeah, with humility. Humility is not bowing always in front of everybody, but we must experience that in our eyes, anybody could feel, could observe the greatness. The percentage of intoxication is visible in our eyes. In this audience, who is going to become a king of kings and who is going to become a subject? If you want to know, for example, the king of kings always having intoxication in his eyes and in his pores. Always. while performing action, while playing his role. But the subject, ordinary, poor, poverty, no intoxication.
Means even while chopping vegetables, you're feeling.
Yes. That is why we were in the golden age, that was the beginning of our role, and now we reach last birth, 84th birth. And that is why we become ordinary. Okay? Now if you really would like to reach first position, there are two lifts. Lift of self-respect and lift of yoga. We have to sit in these two lifts, then only we can reach the first position where we were. Understand? Until we are not sitting on in these two lifts, we cannot reach there. That is why Baba used to say in Murli, maintain self-respect, very high the intoxication. Give respect to yourself. Somebody can give respect to yourself or not, that is not important. But you must learn how to give respect to yourself. And maintain higher intoxication all the time. Because Baba is giving us respect. That's why we must learn how to give respect to myself. But when we are observing our weaknesses, drawbacks, shortcomings, then we want to give respect, but we are not really able to give respect when we are observing these things. Understand? That is why just learn from Baba. See, when Shiv Baba is coming in Gulja Dadi's body, medium, and Baba is sitting on the stage of Diamond Hall, from Baba's face, observing Baba's face, anybody could feel this is the highest on high. This is supreme authority. Anybody could feel. And when Baba is speaking, delivering the Murli, anybody could feel this is the highest authority speaking in front of us. Like that, we must learn from Baba.
And maybe I can add that if Baba himself is giving us that much respect, who am I not to give myself that respect?
Yes, Baba is giving us lots of respect.
Thank you very much, Bhai.
See, inferiority complex is the biggest obstacle in our spiritual life. Inferiority complex is the biggest obstacle in our spiritual life. First of all, we must remove that. Then only you start progressing. And I already explained why we are not really able to give respect. Because we were in the jail of Maya as a slave. And that is why there is a deeply rooted samskaras of inferiority, which is not allowing us to maintain this stage of higher intoxication. We must come out from that.